you today if you'd turn with us over into Luke's Gospel, chapter number 11. I want to preach from a passage that I've never preached from today. I've dealt with the first portions of the chapter, and I'd like to start reading in chapter 11, verse 1. Then I'd like to read into some things where I've never preached from this morning. Luke 11, verse number 1. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples." And he said unto them, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father which art in heaven,'" I'm glad I know where he is today, "hallowed or holy be thy name." He's still holy today. "Thy kingdom come." Every king has a kingdom, and our king has a kingdom like no other kingdom. "Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. As in heaven, so in earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. And forgive us our sins. For we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. Lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from evil." Then he said unto them, "Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and say unto him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journeys come to me, and I have nothing to set before him.' And he from within shall answer and say, 'Trouble me not. The door is now shut. My children are with me in bed, and I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him, because he is his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. He that seeketh, findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him?" You may be seated this morning. Father, we love You, and we thank You for the good grace of God today. O Spirit of God, I pray that in these days of preaching, You would teach me, Lord, to make much of the precious Son of God. Help me, God, in my living. Help me in my walking to do that which is right and pleasing in Your sight. Thank You for this church and our families today. Thank You, God, for these little ones that have come this morning. Now, Lord, I pray that you let preaching be easy. Do that which only the Spirit of God can do this morning. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen. Amen. I'd like to preach out of Luke 11 today in verse number 6 as a text. The Bible says, "For a friend of mine in his journey has come to me." Now, I won't preach on this simple subject today on this friend of mine. This friend of mine. He's an unusual friend. You can hurt his feelings and he keeps being your friend. You can offend this friend, but he just keeps on loving you through your offensive behavior. There's nobody like this friend. I'm reminded the Bible said that we're evil, but he's holy. It reminds me that in this passage, there was a man at the door in the midnight hour, and he found himself to be, it was very inconvenient to help somebody, but not this friend. I'm glad this friend not only can help, but will help anybody. I'm glad he's never too busy. I'm glad this friend of mine, the Lord Jesus, he never lays down and sleeps. I'm glad that he's always ready, available. And not only is he available, he is very adequate. He can do anything for anybody. And he simply said this, "All I want you to get through your heart and mind and spirit is to ask, to knock, and to seek. For he is a friend like no other friend. He's never tired in his giving. He's never tired in his benefiting. He's never tired in his listening. What a great friend I've got. I'm glad I know him this morning by Calvary's cross. This friend died for me, and he died for you. And this friend lives for me, and he lives for you. And this friend listens to me, and this friend listens to you. This friend loves me, but this friend loves you. This friend, I'm glad, he's dearer than a brother this morning. He is forever the God that's sitting on his throne in this day. In this house. What a friend of mine." I want to say three things about verse 9, 10, and 11, and I'll be through this morning. First of all, this friend of mine, his door is approachable. He said in verse 9, "I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you." What a door this morning. That there, this friend awaits, and he's very approachable. Wouldn't it be amazing if we tried to get in touch with the president, or in touch with the governor? We tried to get in touch with a congressman or a senator, then you would have to make an appointment, and maybe, but probably not, they would not see any of us this morning. They would send a representative. Most of them would simply read our request and chunk it with the rest of them. But not this friend of mine. His door is approachable. I'm glad you can get there by faith this morning. I'm glad there's not a high fence or a high wall around his house. I'm glad His door is approachable. Thank God He's at the door this morning. For He is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except by Him. He's the doorway to glory. He's the great way to heaven. I'm glad His door is approachable in this day, in this hour. He simply said this, knock. He simply says, ask, and it shall be given you. Now, isn't that amazing? In this door that is approachable today, that there's no guard standing outside to keep you away. And I just wonder what we're lacking in our lives because we simply do not ask. I've used this simple Bible instruction. This morning, I knelt in my altar of prayer and I asked God for something specifically. God knew that I needed that need in my life, and He granted unto me that need this morning. I want to tell you, I'm glad we can approach His door by faith. I'm glad we can approach His door by fact. I'm glad we can approach His door by fervency. I'm glad nobody breaks line. I'm glad nobody pushes us off the porch. Thank God, our Jesus is approachable this morning. I'm glad His door is approachable. He's just taught them how to pray, and soon as He taught them how to pray, He gave them this great parable about a friend that was asking simply for 3 loaves. I want to show you something, a great little nugget in verse 5. He said, I say unto thee, of which of you shall have a friend and shall go unto him at midnight and say unto him, friend, lend me, underline that word, lend me 3 loaves. For a friend of mine in his journeys come to me. But look in verse number 8. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he's his friend, yet because of his importunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. Let me tell you, my friend don't lend. My friend gives. I'm glad he don't take what back that we need in our life. Honey, let me tell you, your friend to lend to you and want something in return, but this friend will give you eternal this morning. He said, I'm not lending you things, but I know in the spiritual application we all understand He does. But yet in this text, He don't. He said, I don't lend, I give. Boy, aren't you glad that God's don't require you to give something back when He gives you something, but it ought to be in our heart to give something back as He gives to us. I sure am glad that we don't buy our salvation. I'm glad we don't buy our grace. He gives that other people only lends. What a God this morning. I'm glad His door is approachable. Verse 10, His details are obtainable. Look what He says, for everyone. Now, who does that involve this morning? That involves every one of us. And young people, let me tell you something about your children. This is what needs to be implanted and imprinted in their little hearts. There is a God that is approachable, and He has benefits that is obtainable. There's nobody like our God. Look what He says. He simply said, for everyone that asketh receiveth. How many people have you ever had in your life ask you something, but you didn't have it to give? How many's ever asked you something, and you might have had it to give, but you wouldn't give it? This friend of mine is so unique in his giving, for he says that, for everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh, it shall be open. It sounds so simple, but it's so profound. It simply shows that there is an effort on that individual in seeking and knocking and needing. And God said, you will find with serving me that there are details that are obtainable. I'm glad God has everything that we need. About 5 Sundays ago, I preached on the sparrow. The God that sees about that sparrow is seeing about you and He's seeing about me and this friend of mine. Not only does He have a door that is approachable, not only does He have details that's obtainable, but lastly, this morning in verse 11, He has a distinction that is commendable. For He said this, if a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Question. In other words, He says, you love your children in such a way, and when they ask you for something, you try to get them exactly what they need. But He said, I want to tell you something. I'm different than anybody you've ever met. I know what you need before you ask me for it. And so He simply says this in our text in verse 11. His distinction is very commendable. If a son shall ask a bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then being evil, and we are. If ye then being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children. Underline this, I'm done preaching. How much more? How much more? How much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask Him? Miss Sherry, I wish you'd come this morning.